Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I do love that the positive side of the pandemic is we're not double dipping. Because
that's definitely a silver lining.
Why would anybody...
I'd switch it around.
If you turn the nugget around, I am 100%. That is not a double dip.
Great.
It's just what's been in your mouth, which is ironic because I will eat your gum out of your mouth, but that's got to be my choice. I got to go like, their saliva is probably not gross, but if I just walk over and you're just like willy-nilly putting it back in.
Punch you in the face.
Yes. Especially depending on what it is. The more, I think it's, if you're doing like a thicker dip, it's almost better than like if you're putting in salsa, because then it just,
it's
just spreading. Your spit is everywhere now. Like if you're in a trough of cream cheese, which my entire family just comes home and gets Nut Thins and like, entire family except me.
Right.
Like if they double dip that, then you could just go start a tread over to the left of it and not have their spit in your mouth.
How about like a chocolate fountain? No, they can't really double dip.
You could.
Oh yeah. People are
You're just shoving the same straw, like take a bite of the strawberry and then shove it back in. No. Get enough chocolate on there. Who has a chocolate fountain? It's such a weird place for you to instantly go.
Yeah.
By the way, I will bring you my chocolate fountain that is in my...
I want to turn it into a blue cheese fountain.
Oh
my God,
ranch,
that's so gross.
We'll do ranch.
No, but it heats it. So then
I don't want that.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do it.
All but right. A cold ranch fountain would be pretty nice. That'd be nice.
You, what?
Yes.
Wow.
Woo!
You, how many things do you even? Oh God, never mind. I don't want to know
everything. That's good eating. Hey, speaking of eating,
yeah,
I'm right. My favorite sandwich, the whole world is copying it. It's everyone else's favorite. It's everyone's go-to quick meal.
I gotta find this.
I don't know.
My scrambled egg sandwiches.
It doesn't say that, Steve.
It says egg.
It doesn't say. I don't think anybody else. Does anybody in this room eat a scrambled egg sandwich? Please.
Not since I was very, very little.
I'll put a scrambled egg on my avocado toast.
Same.
But that's,
a one with the yolk.
Yeah,
the yolk is the key. You got to fry the egg or whatever you call over medium or however you eat it so that it doesn't fall apart. The only way to make the scrambled sandwich work, which I know you're not doing, is to put a massive slice of cheese on it.
To like keep it all anchored?
Yes.
No, you just have to know how to hold it because I use white bread, which is pretty slick, and then mayonnaise, which is even slicker. And then you put your scrambled eggs on that hot, right out of the pan, hot, out of the
cold. So then your bread is just turning into...
Oh yeah, eventually.
Because you've already put mayonnaise on it. Because Wonder Bread with mayonnaise on it is like,
ugh.
Yuck. Everybody, I like. Don't you feel like you need to lick your teeth right now? Because you can feel
exactly
the little things.
That.
But you don't toast the bread or anything.
Nope.
It's just, no, look at it.
Just white out
bread.
Of the.
That's too much time.
Way white too much bread. Work.
Yeah. Well, I put salt and pepper before I put the other piece of bread on it, and then.
And then you literally have to cup it like a newborn chick to shove it in your head.
You got
to
be.
Like you
got
to have your hands all the way around it to keep it from escaping.
I'll give you that. But then you have your orange juice and your glass of milk. It's like a breakfast. You got a whole thing going on, and the world is doing it.
Maybe
they're
copying
me.
Yeah, like breakfast sandwiches, like an egg sandwich from McDonald's. Like, well,
it's a story about five things you cook when you've got 10 minutes or less. The first thing that's off-putting in the headline is five dinners. If you eat this as a dinner, you're 12.
Yeah,
what? It's you eat two, and it fills you up. What?
No.
I'll back Steve on the egg sandwiches
Thank you.
For dinner.
Shut your mouth. You don't eat it scrambled. Do not
No,
even
not scrambled,
like
but I'll eat it for dinner. Breakfast for dinner.
Breakfast for dinner. If you go all out and you have the bacon and the syrup
yeah.
and waffles yeah. or pancakes or French toast.
Well, we do the sandwiches with friends. The egg and bagels as the bagels.
Oh. Yeah, like an everything bagel.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
With mayonnaise.
Cheddar
though?
And avocado on there.
Yeah, no avocado.
You just can't get off like, how do I make it terrible? Gross.
The number three, though, who makes a hamburger in under 10 minutes?
George Foreman.
It's, but you got to get possible. All the stuff.
If you're buying a frozen patty, if you've already got the patty.
That's, yeah.
And you just bop, bop. Like, for me, I'm like, I'm getting the stuff. I'm like.
Yeah, because, like, when I do a veggie burger, I, like, do a veggie burger. Like, we're talking the buns, all the condiments, pickles, lettuce,
but you don't
tomato,
make the veggie
onion.
You, yeah. you buy a pre.
I buy a pre. Okay, yeah. yeah. Pre-made.
Like frozen.
And
like
then, the yes, burger. Frozen with yeah. sweet potato fries on the side.
Yep. So good.
Yeah, that's yeah. definitely not a 5-minute meal.
No.
Just
for
chopping
sure
up
not.
The condiments on top is going to take you longer now.
Exactly.
Wow.
What Steve doesn't do, I guarantee you, his burger is
George
bread,
Foreman.
Ketchup, bread.
Mustard, too.
But no cheese.
Nah, because I can never get it to melt right. It just never, yeah.
Do you even have cheese at your house?
I did buy a bag of the shredded. So that melts faster on a
but
burger.
But the shredded, can I tell you the secret to shredded? They, to keep it from sticking together, they roll it in cornstarch. Uh-huh. So it doesn't melt right.
That's
you
what's going on.
You gotta shred your own cheese, then it'll melt fast. It'll melt super fast.
Someone once told me, and I don't know the validity of this statement, but that there's sawdust on that to keep it from sticking together.
I feel like it would have to be cornstarch and not sawdust. If it's sawdust,
corn
it feels
starch,
like...
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
It would be better, but...
Sawdust.
That's gross.
I know.
What you need is Sargento.
That's a good cheese.
Makes a, and they have it in the provolone, the medium cheddar, and the sharp cheddar, and it's called ultra thin. And you, it's like, you, it's like, it's hard to get it apart. They have the pieces of paper in between
yep.
it, but it'll melt because it's,
okay.
it's cut. You can almost see through it. It's so
That's
thin.
What
you
I need.
Slap that bad boy on, and it's like, melt. It'll That's melt so fast.
On a burger, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I put it on everything.
Okay.
That's, yeah. Yeah. They make a Swiss and a provolone and a yeah. I have three packages of the sharp cheddar in my fridge right now.
Sharp's good.
I'm just trying to reconcile how the words trust fund and slice bread as your hamburger bun go together.
I'll give you that one, T-Hack.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.